え。
All right, well, a formal good evening to all of you today. We are glad that you are here tonight or this morning.
就是欢迎大家如果是不同的时间呢早上或下午或者晚上。
We're happy that we see many familiar faces. It's good to see you all, but especially welcome again tonight to Kenneth Kong.
但是很高兴见到所有很多熟悉的面孔啊再次欢迎你们特别也感谢我可以跟你们一起参加还有帮助翻译。
Kenneth is my friend from one of the assemblies in Singapore.
我是 Harry 弟兄在新加坡这边的一个朋友我也是在这个聚会处的弟兄会。
And he was the translator for us 2 weeks ago, if you were here.
如果你们还记得我两个星期前也是帮你们翻译的。
And so we welcome him back to help us tonight. Thank you, Kenneth.
对还有弟兄再次很感谢现在可以再次跟你们在一起帮你们翻译。
Now our speaker tonight is our brother Rob Brennan, and he is from the greater Vancouver area now. Prior to that, he lived in the interior of British Columbia.
好，今天晚上我们这个讲员是 Brother Rob Brennan, 他是本人，现在是在温哥华大地区，就是可能不是市中心，是温哥华的比较大的一个地面。他之前是另外一个那个这个 British Columbia 的那个省。
He has helped us in the gospel in many ways. Right now, he's living with his wife at a Bible camp, and during the day, they are serving the Lord, but Rob's free enough to help us this evening.
所以Rob 和他的妻子他们是侍奉在那个一个营地那个有那个查经营啊那种地方。不过他早上有空可以来跟我们分享。然后 Brother Rob 是帮忙主要在做福音工作的。
And in the will of the Lord, Rob will minister to us not only tonight, but also in the three Friday nights, Saturday mornings that will follow.
所以 Brother Rob 会接着三个星期他也是会跟我们一起分享不只是今晚。
So we welcome both Rob and Kenneth for helping us tonight. We're going to pray now that the Lord will bless Rob's ministry and enable Kenneth to translate in a way that we'll all be encouraged.
我现在会一起祷告，然后希望神帮助我还有 Brother Rob 可以顺利的把神的话传达给你们。
So let's pray.
一起祷告。
Lord, we just commit ourselves to you now. We're thankful for the opportunity again to study the wonderful Word of God.
上帝再次感谢我们现在有时间一起来查您的话语。
And Lord, you have promised to help us. You promised to teach us from your word. And that is why we've come tonight. And that is our expectation.
再次感谢您已经答应您会从您的话语教导我们。而且我们现在来的时候我们也有同样的这个期待。
And Lord, in particular, it is our prayer as well that you will speak to everyone who is here tonight.
上帝我们天父我们感谢祈求您让今晚让您的话语向我们每一位 都有感动，都明白您的话语。
So give Rob and Kenneth the right words, give us the right ears and heart to receive and to believe and to obey your word.
我们祈求您让我们通过 Rob 的话语，他传讲的讲道让我们的心灵，让我们的帮助我们明白您的话语。
And we ask this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们以上奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Rob. You go ahead now, please.
All right. The book of Numbers, chapter 22, 23, 24 belong together.
好，我们现在开始，所以Rob 现在今晚会跟我们讲这个民数记22章，然后22到24章都有联系的，都紧密的联系。
It's good to be reminded of some of the reasons why we study the Old Testament.
我们现在要回想一下为什么要查这个旧约的重要性。
Sadly, some would tell us we study the Old Testament because the church, the New Testament church, which we are part of if we're born again, has replaced the Israel of the Old Testament. And we just say that's not true.
所以有比较担心或者比较不好的事是有一些人会说我们读旧约是因为呢我们新约的这个教会已经完全代替以色列或者代替那个旧约了，所以他们觉得那个旧约不重要。
So, one of the reasons we can confidently say that we study the Old Testament is because Israel's God has now become our God.
对，为什么我们还是要读这个旧约，而且要对它熟悉，是因为以色列的神就是教会的神，就是我们的神，同样的神。
And so we can see God keeping his promises to Israel and learn that our God is a promise-keeping God.
所以我们看到旧约以色列的神是一个应许他守着他的诺言，守着他的应许的一个神。所以我们在旧约在新约也是一样的，这个神没有变的。
We can learn as we watch God's interaction with his people Israel that he has a heart of love.towards them, even in their shortcomings and their failures.
那我们读这个旧约，以色列跟神的这个关系之间我们看到以色列他们这个以一个国民来讲他们不守那个约，他们不信实他们对神不忠心，但是神还是显示他的爱。他们那个关系之间，我们可以看到神的爱神继续爱他们。
And so as we think now of this important section concerning Balaam that has three chapters in Numbers connected with his life, it's good to be reminded of how important this passage is.
所以我们今晚会听到这个巴兰的这个故事，就是在这个民数记22到24章的这个记载那我们看到这个例子这个记载的时候，我们可以被提醒这个也是很重要的一个课程。
Right, I mean, just by way of comparison, It would be impossible, right, as New Testament Christians to overemphasize the importance of, say, a person like Melchizedek.
对，如果我们以一个新约的这个教会的这个观点来看，旧约，比如说麦基西德的这个人物哦，旧约的人物啊，我们不可以小看麦基西德的重要性啊。虽然麦基西德是旧约的人物啊，可是他在我们新约的这个真理上还是非常重要。
Just out of way of interest, how many chapters do you think concern Melchizedek in the Old Testament? How many chapters?
只是问一问大家，你们觉得麦基西德这个人物他在旧约的那个内容有多长呢？
Would you be surprised if I said no chapters, just a handful of verses, 3 or 4 verses in all of the Old Testament concerning Melchizedek?
如果我跟你们说那个答案是连一章节都没有，只有几个经文其实麦基西德这个人物他在旧约只有几个经文在讲述他在说什么，然后他做什么你们会惊讶吗？
And yet, concerning Balaam, we have 3 chapters here in Numbers.
不过我们如果在看这个巴兰这个人物呢，确实有3章在讲这个巴兰这个人物。
And how about this? 8 books in the Bible mention Balaam.
在圣经里面会有八卷书会提到这个巴兰。
5 in the Old Testament and 3 in the New.
所以旧约会有5章，新约会有3章总共8章会提到这个人物巴兰。
So we start by, tonight we start by establishing the importance that the Holy Spirit has placed on this individual.
所以圣灵感动那些旧约的作者还有新约的作者，他们似乎是把这个人物是挺重要的似乎是挺重要的。
And in chapter 22, we're introduced to him, but what is interesting is that it is all direct revelation. Moses would never have met this individual.
然后现在我们会开始这个22章提到这个巴兰。不过很有趣的是摩西是作者嘛，摩西自己他没有亲自见过这个巴兰是直接的那个揭晓他的那个内容。
Okay, and so you have this ongoing dialogue, this ongoing attack on the nation of Israel by Balak and Balaam, and it would be impossible for Moses or for the people of God to even know that it was happening.
对，为什么这个Rob 弟兄这么讲呢？是因为他们这个巴勒跟巴兰在计划要攻击以色列民的时候呢，他们在另外一边嘛，摩西跟以色列人在另外一边，他们没有办法知道这个在这个巴勒王他在计划这些事的细节，然后他没有办法知道那个出对
What is convicting to us tonight as Christians is that God hears every word that people say, and actually he takes account and makes record.
Amen.
所以这个我们学到一个小的关于神的真理就是他知道我 我们所讲，我们每个人所讲的每一个在私底下讲的东西，他也知道。
And so one of the principles that we seek to apply as we study the scriptures is the doctrine of context or the teaching of the context of a passage.
另外一个重要的点是我们读圣经的时候我们要注意那个上下文，注意那个上下文。
And so we have for the context here, Numbers chapter 21, and for commentary on what Numbers chapter 21 is about, we have the very words of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 3. He tells us what Numbers 21 is about.
所以那个22章的背景跟上下文就是包括那个21章。那21章在新约的时候耶稣基督亲身有会提到这个21章的内容。还有他会解释一下耶稣在新约会解释一下这个新约的内容。这个21章的内容。
Yeah, that's the little section in Numbers 21 verse 4 through to verse 9. And the Lord Jesus tells us that's about the cross.
所以这个民数记21章第四到第九节耶稣在新约的时候他会提到这个第四到第九节是在讲一个十字架。
Preachers from a past generation often used to point out that all five of Moses' books, each one has a unique picture of the cross of the Lord Jesus.
我们弟兄会的那个有一些以前的作者，以前的弟兄，他们写下他们的理解圣经的，他们跟我们分享。那是这个摩西五书哦，摩西五书创世纪到那个审命纪，每一本书都有十字架的一个特别的那个观点，特别的那个联系。
Who knows what the unique picture of the cross of the Lord Jesus is in the book of Genesis? Who could help us out with that?
有谁会认识或者知道这个创世纪有十字架的什么这个影子呢？会有一些什么关联呢？有谁知道呢？或者熟悉
？Kenneth, are they able to do that, or is that too much for them?
Rob, 可能
I think, Rob, that you will find that they are not used to answering questions.
Okay. Well, all right. So I understand that they're not used to answering questions, but you remember that the Lord Jesus taught with questions. You remember that when he walked in the garden in Genesis, he asked, Adam, where are you? You notice that was a question. Now, was that a question because the Lord Jesus didn't know, or was he using questions to help people to learn?
对，虽然可能我们不太习惯呢，不过 Ben Rob 是分享给我们，这个反问还有用问题来激发我们的那个记忆力，或者让我们想起一些事啊，是。耶稣自己也有用到这个所以比如说创世神也有用这种方法。所以比如说创世纪亚当夏娃犯了罪，然后神是问亚当，你在哪里呢？亚当你在哪里呢？那当时他们在藏起来的嘛，所以神跟人的这个接触啊，还有教导啊，很多次神都会用这个问题来让我们想一想，就是思考自己的那个情况吧，对。
Okay, I'll answer my first question. I asked, what was the unique picture in the book of Genesis? And it is Genesis 22, a father and a son going together to Mount Moriah. Mount Moriah is where the Lord Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross. So in Genesis, it's Genesis 22.
所以回到刚才Rob弟兄问的那个问题, 就是创世纪跟那个十字架有什么关联呢? 就是创世纪我们可以看到十字架什么阴影, 什么影子? 那答案就是在创世纪22章, 创世纪22章, 亚伯拉罕他在献上那个以撒, 他的儿子以撒的时候, 我们可以看到十字架也是同样的上帝为我们的天父，上帝牺牲他的儿子耶稣基督。In
the book of Exodus, it's Exodus 12, the Passover. That is the picture of the cross of the Lord Jesus in the book of Exodus.
然后如果我们来到那个出埃及记, 出埃及记我们那个十二章是在讲那个逾越节，所以逾越节我们也有看到一个图画或者那个预表，图画或预表是神如何拯救他的那个民，他的子女。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul says, Christ, our Passover, sacrificed for us.
然后如果我们来到新约的哥林多前书，会也会提到基督是我们的逾越节，他就是呢，逾越节要宰杀那个羊嘛，每一个家庭都要宰杀一个羊，所以耶稣基督就是那个被宰杀的羊，那他保护着我们没有被那个神审判。
All right, so we have Genesis 22, we have Exodus 12, and then in Leviticus, it's Leviticus chapter 16, the Day of Atonement. On the Day of Atonement, the only man doing any work was the high priest. That is a unique picture of the cross of the Lord Jesus.
好，所以创世纪。 是父亲献上他的儿子，然后出埃及记是那个逾越节，那个羊要被宰杀，然后这个来到利未记呢，利未记16章在讲那个赎罪日，只有那个那赎罪日的背景，简单的背景是所有人都 不许工作，他们要悔改，只有谁要工作呢？赎罪日只有大祭司，只有大祭司需要做工作，所以这个也是预表那个十字架的工作。Kenneth,
are those too big a paragraph, or are we okay with that size of thought?
Yeah, well, okay. I'm just giving them a bit more background about the Day of Atonement.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. All right. And then, so we've got Genesis 22, we've got Exodus 12, we've got Leviticus chapter 16. We've already thought about Numbers chapter 21, right? The serpent on the pole being lifted up. And then in Deuteronomy, it is also 21, right? It's Numbers 21. It's also Deuteronomy 21. And there it says, cursed is every man who hangs on a tree.
好了，所以Rob弟兄跟我们分享这些，是给我们看到那个大纲了，就是摩西五书都有这些，所以你们可能如果你们记下来这个章节，你们可以回去读一下，所以创世纪22章，出埃及记12章，利未记16章，刚才提到的赎罪日，然后他 之前提过的那个民数记是21章，那个铜蛇被举起来，也是象征那个耶稣在十字架上的工作。然后我们来到神命记呢，神命记也是21章。 所以民数记跟神命记都是21章啊、21章在讲这个长子被杀的那个例子啊。
Okay. And so the context of the story of Balaam is the cross of the Lord Jesus. And we've thought about how that ties to all of the five books of Moses. Now we want to think about Balaam as an individual because, you know, it's a challenge to think through what kind of a person he was. Because as we read Numbers 22, 23, 24, sometimes we think he's not a bad guy.
好，所以这个背景呢，哈，Rob 弟兄是跟我们分享那个民数记巴兰这个背景呢，是关于那个十字架的。所以民数记21章会是很像引进到巴兰这个人物的那个故事。所以我们看这个巴兰22章、23章、24章的时候，我们可能为他以一个单独人物来看他的故事的时候，我们可能有时候会觉得他可能是个好人呢，还是他是坏人呢？啊，就是他是跟随神的，还是他不是跟随神的？可能有时候没有那么清楚。可是我们要以这个十字架的背景，就是从那个民数记21章那个背景一起看下去这个巴兰的人物。
And so as we read the story of Balaam, we potentially could say to ourselves, well, I think Balaam might be a better person than maybe even a man like Lot.
对，然后我们接下来看他这个巴兰人物的时候，我们有时候甚至会觉得他会比洛德都是个更好的人。
But one of the things that we learn from the New Testament is that the Apostle Paul told us we need the Word of God to change our thinking and to form our thinking.
所以一个好的帮助呢，是新约的时候保罗教导我们需要那个神的话来帮助我们去理解，帮助我们去分析一个人物到底是公义的，是像神的还是不像神的。
Okay, and so keep our fingers here and turn to the New Testament so that we can see God's commentary on Balaam. And so the first reference is to 2 Peter chapter 2.
所以我们先来看一下新约怎么讲这个巴兰人物啊，然后第一等一下会回来这个民数记22章，可是我们先去那个彼得后书第一章。彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 15. Notice this. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
好，不好意思啊，是第二章，彼得后书第二章十五节。彼得后书第二章十五节。十五节啊，他们离弃正路啊，他们离弃正路就走差了，随从比俄之子巴兰的路。
Let me just interrupt you for a moment. I'm not sure that all of our audience are familiar with the overall story of Balaam. Could you give us in just a very few sentences so we all know how to relate to your story?
Right. Okay. So we're getting God's commentary on the life of Balaam right now. Okay. And then we were going to go back to chapter 22 and with what God's thoughts are concerning, we're going to be able to read the story of Balaam, because as we read it, again, he doesn't sound like a bad individual, but God has given us spiritual insight into his life. Does that make sense, Harold?
Yeah.
Okay.
所以为什么我们先来这个彼得后书第二章呢？是我们要先看神怎么评价这个巴兰，所以我们看到巴兰绝对不是我们绝对不应该跟随这个巴兰的路啊。所以我们现在知道彼得后书这个神的观点、神的评价过后，我们现在要回到那个巴兰的故事。
Okay, and so just by way of passing Second Peter, Kenneth, we want to point out that Lot is mentioned in verse 7 of the same chapter. And notice it says in verse 7, and delivered, God delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the right of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling amongst them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. And so here's Lot and Balaam contrasted by Peter in the same chapter.
所以刚才Rob弟兄提到这个洛德，为什么他做这个比较呢？是因为我们看彼得后书第二章，我们已经在第二章了嘛，对吧？我们看上去第七节，第七节有提到洛德，所以。 第七节这个评价呢是搭救了那常为恶人隐形忧伤的义人洛德，那洛德被在这个彼得后书第二章是称为义人，所以我们也可以读那个第八节第九节啊，你们有时间的时候可以继续读那个第八第九节，也是关于洛德的生命啊，所以在这个同一。
Okay, and so the point we want to gather from 2 Peter, Kenneth, is that the way of Balaam was loving the wages of unrighteousness. That's God's commentary on his life.
好，所以我们重要的要记得，神评价巴兰。 生命啊，是他心中习惯了贪婪，他离弃正路，然后他是贪爱不义之工价的先知，巴兰是贪爱不义之工价的先知。Okay,
and then turn over a couple of pages to the book of Jude, to the epistle of Jude. Okay, it's just over a few pages.
Verse 11，Verse 11，Can you read that to them, Kenneth? Read that to them. Yeah, okay. 我们现在去犹大书，就是再翻前面几篇了，就是犹大书只有一章啊，犹大书十一节，我们一起读犹大书十一节。他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利。 往巴兰的错谬里直奔，并在何拉的背叛中灭亡了。And
so in the book of Jude, connected with Balaam is the error of Balaam for profit that led to perishing.
所以如果我们联系这个犹大书十一节跟彼得后书第二章。 巴兰是一个不义之风，一个先知。Okay,
and then over a couple of pages to Revelation chapter 2. It's just over a couple of pages, and we get a third reference of Balaam in the New Testament.
我们再翻前多几章了，启示录第二章，我们又看到巴兰的一个评价。
Verse 14 of chapter 2. Read that, please.
And then我们看创世纪，启示录，对不起，启示录第二章十四节啊，第二章十四节，我们我读给你们。然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你们里的人服从了巴兰的教训。 这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物， 行奸淫之物奸淫的事。
Okay, so now if we turn back to Numbers chapter 22, we are equipped to spiritually discern what's really happening in these three chapters.
然后有这个背景，我们现在回去巴兰的故事，在民数记22章啊，那我们有那个新约的背景，那个神的评价，我们再去回到这个巴兰的故事，我们现在读他的这个记载。
And so at the very beginning of chapter 22, we're introduced to the king of Moab named Balak, who has this vision to hire a prophet to curse God's people.
所以我们刚开始第22章，这个摩亚利王他摩亚人之王啊，这个巴勒他看见以色列人，他就想对付他们。
And so the king of Moab, Balak, sends people multiple times to convince Balaam to come for money to curse God's people.
所以大纲是这个巴勒他会好几次都会派人去以一个高价，他是国王，他有很多钱嘛，他以高价想请这个巴兰去诅咒以色列人，就是神的名。
And so, in verse 12 of chapter 22, there's this interesting verse, when Balak's people come, God, notice this says, God says to Balaam, you shall not go with them, you shall not curse the people, for they are blessed.
所以我们去22章12节，神对巴兰说，你不可同他们去啊，不可啊，也不可咒诅那民，因为那民是蒙福的。
This is one of the saddest concepts in all of the Bible, that it is possible for men to go against the will of God.
所以这个是圣经记载，让我们知道，这个是我们人最悲伤的一个事，就是我们会不做神的旨意啊，我们会敌对神的。
Peter tells us in his epistle that it is the will of God that none would perish, but that all might come to repentance, and yet in fact men do perish.
彼得在他的书信，他会提到神的旨意是我们所有人类的得救，可是事实上我们知道并不是这样有一些人会还是会被迷失，还有失去那个永生。
And so, the story builds. Balak keeps sending, more people offering more money, more honor for Balaam to come. He wants to come, but, he knows it's impossible to, curse whom God has blessed. And so, he has this real dilemma.
所以我们如果读那个记载三番四次那个巴勒王会派更多人更多钱来让这个巴兰去咒诅以色列民。但是巴兰虽然想去他其实想接受这个任务的，可是他也知道神是会祝福那个以色列民。
In verse 22 of chapter 22, we're introduced to one of the wisest voices in this chapter, sadly, it's not Balaam, it's his donkey. The talking donkey is connected with the life of Balaam.
然后我们再看22章22节啊，我们看到这里有智慧的声音是什么呢？是谁的声音呢？不是这个先知巴兰的声音，而是他的驴啊，这个驴的他会开始讲话，然后那个驴讲的那个话会显现出神的智慧的。
And so chapter 22 ends with Balaam finally standing on a high place, brought there by the king of Moab, Balak, and he has now all the people of God before him.
Sorry, which verse is that again?
This is verse 41 of chapter 22.
然后我们再下去第41节，就是22章的最后一节啊，我们会看到巴兰会来到什么地步呢？巴兰会走到什么地步？巴兰会走到，他会面向以色列营的边界，所以他会看到以色列民。
And so now in verse 1 of chapter 23, Balaam starts the process of cursing God's people. And so notice that he builds a 7 altars for 7 bulls.
然后我们看23章第一节巴兰就会开始咒诅那个以色列民。然后他咒诅的过程呢，他在那里筑了七座坛，也预备了七只公牛、七只公羊。
And so this is always the wisdom of the world that there's power in multiples. This idea that to man's thinking, 7 altars would be better than 1.
所以我们看在这个例子也可以看到一点点世界上的价值和人的那个智慧啊，所谓的智慧，是他们觉得更多的这些坛公牛啊会比较好。
They tell us that in the Hindu religion, they have more than 360 million deities.
所以我们可以看印度教我们只是听说只有几千万的那个神，不同的小神还有大神啊。
You can just envision all the false religions of the world have this idea that more gods is better than one, but that is the opposite of the God is of Israel. God always emphasized that he himself was one.
所以我们看到世上其他的那个宗教他们都很喜欢多啊，更多更好啊。所以他们都是相信越多神越好，可是这个跟圣经里的神不一样。圣经里的神他一向只是称他自己为唯一的真神。
Okay, and so now we have Balaam up on the mountain, 7 altars, and he has this opportunity to look down. And so we want to read verse 7 through to verse 10, okay, of chapter 23, Kenneth.
所以我们知道这个背景巴兰他站在那个高处那个山上，他看下去就是以色列民的那个帐篷，然后他要准备咒诅他们了。所以我们现在要读23章第七到第十节，第七到十节。
Okay, and so what we're going to see in the first prophecy given by Balaam, okay, that we're going to see Israel in their separation, their power before God came not as in how they were like the other nations, but in fact how they were separate.
所以我们 看到这个第七到十节，我们可能等一下才会读啊。不过巴兰开始做主的时候，他会提起这个，就是以色列民跟其他的民族不一样他们是分别出来的，然后这个是他们的特别之处。
Okay, and so what we're going to be reminded of in all of these four prophecies of Balaam against the Lord's people, which actually became for the Lord's people, we're going to notice the New Testament doctrine that we so often hear about, the difference between what we are in position and what we are in practice.
我们在读这个以下四个所以这个巴兰会四次会想咒诅这些以色列民可是我们会看到每次他想咒诅他们会反倒变成那个祝福因为神在掌控了基本上。然后也看到这个反映了新约的一个真理反映新约的一个真理是我们在基督里我们在神面前呢我们如果得救我们在神面前的时候我们的得救的状况实际上的状况还有我们得救在神面前的那个
positionally.
I'm thinking of how to translate it to them. I read
what we are in Christ. It's in Christ. Our position is in Christ. It's not what we do, but what we are in Him.
对，是，所以他想做一个比较，就是新约，我们在基督里是被称为义的，可是我们实际上不是，我们还没有完全称，我们的所有的行为还没有完全变成公义的，对，所以我们在新约还是有这个实际上的差别跟那个在基督里的一个不同的站立的一个立场。
Okay, Kenneth, turn to Colossians 3 then. Read Colossians 3, 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. This is what we're talking about. This is a positional truth. You'll see both contrasted here, okay? You'll see, what we are and what we do. Okay, the both thoughts are in these three verses. So read verse 1, 2, and 3 of Colossians 3.
所以可能为了帮助我们理解这个在基督里我们站在基督里的立场还有我们实际上生活这个差别我们可以翻一下哥罗西书第三章第一到第三节哥罗西书第三章第一到第三节So I just read to them.
Yeah, read it to them and then we can talk about the differences in this passage.
Okay. 所以我们读哥罗西第三章第一节。所以你们若真与基督一同复活就当求在上面的事。那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事不要思念地上的事。第三节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。Yep.
Okay, so Kenneth, do we see it there? Because we're raised with Christ, we're to seek those things that are above. Do you see the two thoughts here running parallel? What we are and what we do. Do you see that? Is it explainable in Colossians 1, 2, and 3? Verse 1, 2, and 3 of chapter 3? Is it explainable?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay.
所以我们看这个我们在基督一同复活还有在我们如果跟基督一同复活就会求上面的事就是天上的事。
Okay, because Kenneth, when we come back to Numbers chapter 23, it's good to remind us and to remind the people that what God saw them as and what Israel was doing in their tents were not always the same thing. Like when they were in their tents, they were complaining, they were unhappy. But we read this report of Balaam and we're like, who are these people?
Okay, I got it. 所以我们为什么要先明白这个立场跟实际上的生活的这个分别呢？ 因为我们在读这个巴兰的预言或者咒诅的时候呢，我们会看到也有同样的以色列民也有这个同样的差别。以色列民他们在那个自己的帐篷里，就是像他们自己家里面呢，他们会有埋怨啊，他们会有很多不义之举啊，但是巴兰在 咒诅他们反变成祝福的时候，我们会看到一些不同的一个画面呢。这个就是跟那个实际上不同的画面。Okay,
and so this is important because this is the principle that helps us to determine all four of these prophecies. This idea of what we are positionally in contrast to what we are in practice. Position always comes first in the Christian life.
所以我们为什么，希望大家都明白这个，因为我们在看那个四个记载的时候，会有同样的一个像一个同样的那个思路，同样的思路是什么呢？就是实际上还有在神面前的立场有不同，是有不同的。
Okay, so in chapter 23, that first prophecy, the emphasis we're going to make, the word that we're going to try to emphasize as we think about this is separation. Separation, what God has made them.
重点，第七到第十节，我们底下读的时候，第一点就是神已经把以色列民分别出来了。Okay,
so in the New Testament, now the equivalent doctrine in the New Testament, am I a saint? That's a question we'd ask. Kenneth, am I a saint?
所以 新约有同样的一个对比啊，就是我是一个圣人吗？我是一个圣人吗？
What people say, well, you don't look like a saint.
对，有时候人看到我们的基督徒的生活，看到我们自己的那个生活，他们可能会问我们，你不像一个圣人呢？
Saint is a positional truth. It's what Christ has made me, separated me unto himself, called the saint, and then consequently encouraged to live like what I am, live like a saint.
所以我们相信了基督，我们在基督里的立场是，在神的面前的立场是，我们是已经成圣了。 可是我们还是要在实际上的生活，我们还是要渐渐的让我们真正成圣啊。Yeah, just give a comment.
We don't translate saints to 圣人, we call the saints 圣徒. Okay, thank you.
对，好。对，所以，Go ahead.
Right. Go ahead, Kenneth.
对，thanks Roy， 谢谢 Roy 弟兄，然后可能这个圣人这个称呼是很像是圣彼得这样，可能，可是，对，圣徒是比较更准确的一个称呼，对，yeah， continue Roy， Rob，sorry，okay，
so then the next， this is very interesting， the next prophecy。 The next prophecy is a little further on in chapter 23, but the context, what's happening is Balak brings Balaam up a little bit higher on the mountain, and he shows Balaam just the fringe people, that's the word that's used in the New King James. He says the outer part, those that are standing on the fringe. You'd see this. This is in verse 13.
然后第二次，咒诅失败，然后巴勒就说我们去更高的一个地方，然后在十三节，二十三章十三节，他们只看到他们的边界，看到以色列民的边界。
And so God's answer, we're not going to read the whole prophecy. That whole prophecy runs from verse 18 through to verse 24. We just want to read verse 21. Can we read verse 21 of chapter
23？所以第二次那个预言或者咒诅是23章18到21节，可是我们只读21节。23章21节。 他未见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列中有奸恶。耶和华他的神和他同在，有欢呼王的声音在他们中间。Okay,
and so even listen, even God's people who were on the fringe, okay, even they were perfectly justified before God positionally.
所以我们看到甚至这个以色列民的边界的这些民呢，他们在神的面前也称为是没有罪孽，也没有奸恶的。You
know, in Numbers chapter 2 and Numbers chapter 3, God, by his Holy Spirit, goes to great lengths to point out what the camp looked like. It gives numbers for where all the tribes were camped. And if we go through and do the math and draw a picture of what the camp looked like, the camp itself was in the shape of a cross.
所以如果我们读过民数记的前几章呢，我们知道这个以色列民他们在那个旷野的时候，他们扎棚的那个形状呢，所以基本上那个圣幕在中间，然后东南西北都有那个不同的支派，雅各的支派，他们扎棚。然后如果我们看那个形容，那个。
Okay, so in the first prophecy, we're reminded of separation. In the second prophecy, we're reminded of God's perfect justification of his people.
第一个预言我们看到的是那个成圣，然后第二个咒诅我们看到那个神怎么完全称义的。Okay,
and then the third prophecy is in Numbers chapter 24 and verse 5 and 6 we want to read of Numbers 24.
然后第三次我们来到24章第5到第6节。 Should I just read it first?
Yeah, yeah, you just read those two verses, please.
Okay.
5, 6, and 7.
Okay. 我们读24章，民数记24章5到第7节。雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美，以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华丽，如接近的山谷。 如河旁的院子，如耶和华所栽的沉香树，如水边的香柏树，香柏木，水要从他的桶里流出，种子要撒在多水之处，他的王必超过亚家，他的国必要振兴。
Kenneth, it is good to be reminded as we think of the people of God throughout the world that God sees them in their moral beauty and fruitfulness. This is how God sees his people, because he sees them in Christ.
啊，我们看这个二十四章这个几个节提醒我们啊，神现在看我们全世界的教会啊，他看我们的时候，在基督里我们是那么的啊荣美的啊，我们在啊基督里是啊那个像这个第五到第七节形容的啊美丽啊，因为是神所看到的啊看我们的时候，我们啊，在基督里啊，有这些啊，对啊，这些美丽。
Okay, and then the fourth final prophecy, we want to read verse 17 of chapter 24.
然后最后第四个啊，我们要读第四个预言了，我们要读第24章17节。17节，我看他却不在现时，我望他却不在近日。有星要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列，必打破摩亚的四角，毁坏扰乱之主。
Okay, so our absolute separation, our perfect justification, our moral beauty and fruitfulness is all based, the last prophecy, all based on the Lord Jesus and the everlasting love of God.
所以我们看到那个第一是我们分别被分别为圣，对吗？第二我们是完全称义。第三我们在道德上的荣美跟美德美德。然后这些都在基于什么呢？这些都基于基督永远的工作。他的工作是他在十字架上的工作是永远有效的。
And so as we close, let's be reminded that if we're going to move forward in fellowship with the Lord's people, we need to see the Lord's people as the Lord sees them. And this passage miraculously gives us what God thinks of his people.
我们现在接近这个结尾啊，我们要学到的是我们神怎么看待我们啊，在基督里啊，我们的立场神是怎么看我们的，然后这个会帮助我们跟其他的基督徒其他的教会啊有这个好的接触好的那个关系。
They're separated, perfectly justified, morally beautiful, fruitful, and all based on theWork of the Lord Jesus Christ and the everlasting love of God.
对，我们有这些祝福很美好的祝福就是这些在神面前称义，然后在神面前有这些美德，还有结那个圣灵的果子圣灵这个美德的果子。都是基于神的，神永远的爱，还有耶稣基督的完全的十字架的得救的工作，是完全完美无缺的工作。
So I'm sorry for the life of Balaam, but I am not sorry for what God uses from his life to show me what he thinks of Israel, his people, and of us, his church.
所以我们看到巴兰的生命可能觉得很可惜或者很悲哀，因为他是有这个先知的能力，可是他因为那个这个 结局没有那么好啊。可是我们看到从他的那个预言，他本来想咒诅的以色列民，可是反而这个四个祝福显现出来。那我们可以为这个巴兰这个预言来高兴啊，我们可以为这个高兴。可是我们看到他的生命是可能不会为他的生命高兴。
Kenneth, is there anything else we need to say, or are we good now? Is that good? Have we covered it?
Yeah, I guess so. Brother Harold, you want to give them any question time or anything?
Yes, if there were any questions, Rob would be willing to try to answer them for us.
大家会有什么如果有什么问题想澄清或者想再多了解你们可以现在可以问，然后 Brother Rob 会尽量帮助我们的答复。
Okay, well, that's good. That's good, Kenneth. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Roy. Thank you, Brother Harold. And thank you for the opportunity to think through and be encouraged with what the Lord thinks of his people.
Amen. So, Rob, just two things. I'm going to get you to close in prayer. And yep. Roy, if there's something that you think we didn't all get, you could just add that as well.
Okay. All right. I'll pray and then Brother Roy can say, okay, let's pray.
If there is anything, thank you.
Okay. All right.
我们会一起祷告，然后Roy 弟兄可能会如果你们还有什么问题Roy 弟兄也会帮我们再解释一点点。
Our Father, we are grateful to be reminded tonight of what you think of your people, in Christ, what you have accomplished for each one of us.
亲爱的天父，再次感谢，很感激今晚我们可以看到这个我们在基督里您是怎么看我们的，而且我们在基督里的立场是如何的美好的。
Our Father, we're grateful to be reminded tonight that when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you separated us, you justified us, you added the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ to our account. Father, we're grateful for the person and work of the Lord Jesus.
我们今晚再次很感激您我们在基督里不只是分别为圣，我们不只是在您的面前称义，而且也有这个能力可以活出基督的美德，基督美好的性品格。还有在基督里所有的这些美好的祝福。
Father, we just pray your blessing on the work of God in China. Lord, bless each family, member of the family of God that's here tonight. We just pray your blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们亲爱的天父，再次感谢您您在中国的这个事工您在对中国的祝福我们在基督里所有这些所有的祝福都是出于您的，源于您的。我们再次在耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
阿们。
Roy, is there anything that you think could be added?
Yeah, I think just the last Brother Rob, he made a conclusion. And so I just explained to them a little bit about that. Because I think, that's, 就是说今天那个 Rob 弟兄讲这个巴兰的故事，主要是就是最后他做出的结论呢，他就是要告诉我们，他说他为整个巴兰的这样的一个人生呢感到遗憾，但是呢他也从感谢神用那个 把阿门这个例子来告诉以色列民，也告诉新约时期的这个教会，就是神的恩典和爱在他们身上。Yeah. I think that's it.
Good, thank you, Brother Roy. Thank you, Brother Harold.
Thank you all. Good to see you this evening, this morning. And Lord willing, we'll carry on. We'll have another meeting tomorrow night at the same time. And so if you're able to join us then, if not, see you next week. Again, Rob, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kenneth.
好，感谢主，再见
，Thank you again.
See you tomorrow, Lord willing.
Thank you, Roy.
对，将来客人了啊，请关了，拜拜。
嗯，好，谢谢，拜拜。谢谢大家。
嗯。
谢谢叔叔。
Thank you. 这个是在这儿。
谢谢。
哦，谢谢，祝你们晚安。
谢谢叔叔，晚安，你们早安。
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Roy. Hello, Carl.
Good night.